It's Monday, so we're starting off a brand new week. Good morning, everybody. And let's jump right in with a comment from Mickey. Just listen to today's episode of Dog Days of Podcasting. First of all, I'm glad you and your family are okay. It's outrageous what happened and all that because of a belief that is so small-minded. I mean, you know, I'm from Germany. Let that sink in for a second. Just let that sink in for a second. I mean, you know, I'm from Germany, and in my youth, there were still a lot of people alive who suffered under the Nazis. My grandparents were no Jews, but all the normal folks suffered too. Everyone was afraid. I was growing up with their stories. Most of these dimwits who call themselves Nazis have no clue what it was back then. Over here, we are very aware of our history, and until the Soccer World Championship in 2006, if you had a flag of Germany, it was borderline to be neo-Nazi. To see all of the swastika flags in the United States makes me sick. In Germany, they're forbidden by the law, and it will be prosecuted very strictly. I hope all the victims will get well soon as they catch the responsible idiots. Sorry for going on and on, but your podcast struck something inside of me. Keep up the good work, Mickey. So, yeah, yesterday was tough. Yesterday was tough. But thanks, Mickey. Getting a perspective of somebody from Germany on what was going on here, that's saying something. That is saying something. And you just can't let that happen. Just can't. Not here. But that's I appreciate that. I appreciate the note. Mickey actually also sent a writing-related note, but I'm going to table that for the Shared Desk, the actual Shared Desk podcast, because it's a good topic. It's a really good topic, and I want Pip's take on it, too. Not to say that Pip won't come back on the Dog Days. I just don't know if she is or not. I'm not going to count on it, but it could happen. But this is definitely Shared Desk material we got. But what I did want to talk about is something that also happened yesterday after I recorded and got that off my mind about hope and things like that. Driving back from visiting a friend who is snapping back from brain cancer, same brain cancer that John McCain has. So it gives you an idea of the severity, the scope, and all that. Only he's been dealing with it for about a year now. Coming back from that trip, I got an idea for a novel, and the idea hit pretty hard. And I'm at a point now where, idea harvesting is sort of a mixed blessing. Presently I have, an idea for a brand new series I want to start, and, I've already got a good portion of the first book hammered out. Did that at the Smoky Writers Retreat, and then on the way to Detroit, I got another idea for an anthology that I want to do with Phil Rossi. I would probably help him edit it, but I've got a story for it all set up in my head, and. I've pitched the idea to Phil, complete with a tagline and everything for the book. Then there's this story, which I don't mind sharing the working title with you. It's called Ghost in the Machine. And on top of that, there is a one act that I want to write about the life of, well, not the one act, but a one man show that I would really like to write about the life of Carl Sagan. And on top of that, there is this idea that just popped into my. Oh wait, no. So there's Ghost in the Machine. There's the Carl Sagan thing idea. There's dope. Oh, and then let me look at the board. There's an idea that I came up with many moons ago, a superhero comedy that I've been itching to write, and I've written the title, the working title up on the whiteboard of ideas. And while all this is going on, there's been an anthology that I've been kicking around with Piper J. Drake for, I think we're coming up on 4 years, maybe even 5 years now. And it's a zombie anthology, and it's called Beef Jerky and Bullets. And we still haven't given up on that. So I call this idea harvesting, you know? And I remember having a chat with Piper about what I need to do. And we'll just, yeah, what I need to do. And in that chat, I remember Piper said something that was the truest definition of a double-edged sword. She said, this is going to sound unfair to you, but you got to write it. Those are her exact words. You know, it's going to sound unfair, but you got to write it. And the reason why it sounded unfair was because we were talking about the limited amount of time that I have for certain projects. you know, I get home and I'm exhausted. I need to write, but nothing's happening. It happened yesterday. I mean, we got back from West Virginia, and I had a 2-hour window between you know, having something to eat in Game of Thrones. And I should have taken that 2-hour window and gotten some words down, but I was just exhausted. And I'm not really sure if it was because I got up early to, you know, I'm trying something different with my schedule now where I get up early and I want to get up early as a habit as opposed to sleeping. Now, what I define as sleeping in is instead of getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to exercise, I get up at 6:40 and then I just jump in the shower and I get ready for work. And I figured, well, instead of sleeping in to get to church, I'm going to actually get up. And I got up and I did my thing. But the thing was, I was tired all day. I was tired all day. I was yawning through the service. I had a cup of coffee, and then I had iced tea, and then I had sweet tea at the restaurant where we had the late lunch at, and I was exhausted. I mean, a lot of it was probably stress, but I mean that's the thing. I lost that window, and yet I have stuff I need to write. You know, Operation Endgame is at the top of the list. It's got to get finished. But while Operation Endgame gets finished, what about these other ideas that I have? And what about the works that I need to pitch to people? You know, there's only 24 hours in the day, and I got to sleep, because if I'm not getting the sleep that I need, I'm a mess the next day. And this morning I didn't exercise, so this lunch hour, I have to exercise. I have to exercise. And then on the way home, I get another idea. So when you're idea harvesting, I don't think it's a bad thing when you get a lot of ideas. I do think it's tough, though, to manage. And it can be a little frustrating when you get a new idea and you think it's a really good idea. But then you look at everything else you have to do and you're like, when am I going to get to do that? When am I going to be able to tackle this? So what I would say is get the idea down on paper. You don't have to write it out. You don't have to start working on it. You don't have to start developing. Just write a couple lines about it. Just write a couple lines about it. And, you know, if you have one of these whiteboards, what my wife and I did was we took one of the walls of our studio and just turned it into a giant whiteboard, which is great because we've got everything mapped out now. But we also have room on the whiteboard for ideas. Now, if you want to have a larger board for the work in progress that you're currently working on and a smaller whiteboard for the ideas, that's fine. But get it down. I use the notes feature, the notes app in my phone to quickly jot down ideas. Yeah, I don't do it when I'm driving, though. I do not do it when I'm driving. That would be a stupid thing to do. but the notes thing also helps. The notes app also helps me keep that in order. Keep everything. Keep the ideas coming. And then I'll take the idea and I'll transfer it over to the larger whiteboard, because you don't want to have your ideas scattered everywhere, but you do want to have the idea written down. Because there have been times where I've gotten an idea for something, I thought, oh, that would be cool. That would be really, really cool. And then I forget the idea because I say, I'll write it down later. I think for every one idea that I've written down, I've had five ideas that have gone the way of the dodo. And I that might also be out of my frustration because, as Piper said, you're going to have to sit down and write it. And writing or finishing the work in progress to get to another idea, that's a good thing for a writer to deal with. But what I'm also saying is, don't let the onslaught of a new idea frustrate you or slow you down. You're just going to have to get to it later. And I'm sorry if I'm not sure what's up with my throat. I feel like I've been really phlegmy this morning, so I apologize about that. But don't let the onslaught of something new get the better of you. It's not a bad thing. You hear the stories about some authors that, and if you were to ask me, who are these authors? I don't know. But I have heard it where some authors just, they finish something and they have no idea where to go to next. And it takes them a while until they go, oh, hey, I finally got an idea. I'm not short on ideas. I'm just short on time. But that's not an excuse. That's just the situation I'm in, and I've got to remedy that. But get it down on paper. Just get the idea down somewhere and make sure you know where you put it. Then you can come back to it. The idea will still be there. And if you find out, oh, this is done, then okay. So, you know, but you have the idea harvested and you've got it there. And now it's not that frustration, that bigger frustration of struggling to remember what it was that you thought was such a cool idea. Ideas are good. It means that you're still firing on all synapses and you're producing. Don't let that frustrate you. It means you got more to come. Welcome to the Dog Days of Podcasting.